You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
All right, let's move on to Scotland then. They suffered a defeat in Georgia last time, which has kind of seen the wheels come off a little bit because they were in pretty decent nick before that. Unfortunately, they have to play Germany next. Scotland 6-1, the draw is 17-5, Germany are 4-9, Germany sit top of the group, Scotland are fourth, and it's must-win time now, isn't it, for Scotland? And to be fair, the backs are against the wall a little bit, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this is obviously a really tricky game. But they've pulled it off before, you know, in difficult games. They must be kicking themselves so much that they were poor. You know, no getting away from the fact that I watched a bit of the game and listened to a bit on the radio, and they just seem to be trying to play fancy football, like little flicks here and there, rather than just doing the basics. Because Georgia aren't mugs, you know. It's like they went there and thought, "Oh, this is easy." Well, Georgia aren't, you know, they're not a terrible team. But as it happens, that's gone now, and they have to get back on it. Yeah, Germany at home, Poland at home, and they finish with Gibraltar away. So that's why they're kicking themselves, Mark. If they've got a point out of the Georgia game, and then even if they lose both against Germany and Poland, they're going to go to Gibraltar in the last game, confident they're going to pick 3 points up, and if it goes down to the wire, they've got a gimme there, haven't they? So that's why I think they must be kicking themselves. I don't see them getting much out of this, to be honest with you. I mean, Germany have had a strange qualifying tournament, obviously losing 2-0 in Poland. The other two away games have only been at Georgia and Gibraltar, where they scored 2 and 7, respectively. Look, Scotland are going to have to put in a real kind of backs to the walls, let's go for a 0-0 draw just kind of display here. I'm not sure they can last out. I just wonder if they're confident. If they got something in Georgia, I'd have been saying, look, I'll give them a squeak at getting a draw here. But as it is, I'm struggling to find an argument where they can possibly get a draw. They only beat Georgia 1-0 at home. They only beat Republic of Ireland 1-0 at home. Can they keep Germany out? I really don't think so. And I'm not really sure that they'll manage to score themselves against Germany, if that's their game plan. If they're setting up to get a 0-0 draw, which I think they have to, I don't see them then being able to turn, go up the gears and then, you know, find a goal to get back at Germany. So, yeah, a Germany win here for me. And, you know, it's hard to look at much further than Thomas Müller, isn't it? You know, he's just such a fantastic player for the Germans. Scored in that 2-0 win away at Georgia. Obviously got the opener against Poland, which was a crucial goal. He got the two opening goals against Gibraltar as well. So, you know, he's class, but they've got class throughout here. He's 4-5 to score any time. He's the headline offer. 7-4 for Müller to score and Germany to win. So, but, you know, I think similar to the Republic game that we mentioned earlier in the podcast, I think it'll be tight. I think Scotland will be really set up and, you know, disciplined to not let anything through them. And I think often that's easier to do than go out and try and beat a team. You know, set up, you know, with, you know, two strong banks of four, maybe a 5 and a 4 even, just to kind of stop them getting through you. So maybe the Germany win and under 2.5 here. That's 13-5.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.